Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM Breakfast.
I just pulled the phone on. Did you hear that? Noise in the background. Hey, Latia.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. Just sharing some breaking news with the
breaking news breakfast team. Slash gossip. All right, what's your breaking news slash gossip?
Okay, Paul Mescal is reportedly in Tamaki Makaurau.
So Latia's friend thinks that Paul Mescal's in Auckland?
Well, not, she said he is here.
He is here.
But I'm trying to get
a
details.
She says it's a fact.
Okay, Paul Mescal, if you're listening.
I'm single.
BFM is... same. BFM is located above the quad on Auckland campus. Come up the stairs, doors unlocked, we'll make you coffee, come and hang out. And if Latia's friend could wake up and corroborate more facts on that, that would be great. Yeah,
that'd be good, thank you.
Okay, now that PSA is over and done with, what are we here to talk about TV-wise?
Motherhood. The new Motherhood anthology that came out
A
nice pivot came out on Mother's Day.
TVNZ. Lovely.
Yeah, five. It's an anthology, five individual, separate episodes made by a really diverse group of predominantly Māori, Pan-Asian, Pacifica queer creatives.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
And it's really fun and unexpected and not your typical kind of what you'd expect of motherhood stories. They've all taken a very different approach. We've got an AI nanny, an overbearing mother whose daughter's an MMA fighter.
There's
a mother of a house. The girls have to do a Vogue ball. There is a mother who has gone absent and her child's up from, you know, looking for her. Yeah, there's a whole lot of stories. It's really fascinating.
So what are we talking about here? Are they documentaries? Are they...
No, scripted.
Scripted, okay, sick.
Scripted drama. So TVNZ have been doing in the last few years like anthology series where they'd get different filmmakers and creatives to essentially create like one episode.
Okay.
And then they're all thematically linked, but it allows sort of different people to come on board. And it's a very smart way, I think, to get emerging creatives to create an episode of television without the, you know, having to jump into creating a whole TV series. It often creates a really interesting proof of concept for future development.
That's such a cool way to get a bunch of great ideas to screen quickly as well.
Yeah.
I'm now realising, so Give Me Babies, this is the MMA fighter one, yes?
Yes, starring woman of the year, Roxy Mahebe.
She's just everywhere at the moment.
She's everywhere and we love it. But
she's fab.
She plays the daughter of a mum who desperately wants her to have children, who is very, you know, give me babies, but she is a MMA fighter and has aspirations in that realm. And then she gets into an illegal or underground fight, pisses off a big boss who comes to get her at her cousin's wedding.
Oh my god,
and
fun.
The stunts in that are amazing. Like,
wow.
like John Wick quality.
Oh wow.
Like fighting. Like I had to look up the budget for this. I was like, incredible fighting, incredible stunts, and I think, you know, she is an actor, did a lot of them herself.
Yeah.
I was really blown away by that. And I was really blown away with all of them. There's one about an AI nanny. It turns into a very Black Mirror-ish episode. And then there's ones that are just like more, I guess, comedic as well.
Okay.
It's just something, it's really interesting and very diverse. And I think it's cool to see, you know, a lot of creatives given the space to create really interesting ideas with a good budget behind them. So the production quality is really good across all of them. It's not one's like clearly big budget, the others, you know, it's not that patchy. It's really consistent.
Oh, that's so awesome. Thanks for bringing this to our attention. I will definitely be watching these. They're all quite short episodes as well, about 20 to 24 minutes by the looks of it for most of them. So you can watch them all.
And you can watch them in any order. Like you can pick one, pick another one. They're all thematically linked by themes of motherhood and I guess whānau and community.
Mm.
But the way that the creatives approach them is very different and that's really exciting.
It is really exciting. I will definitely be watching these this weekend. Thank you for bringing it into us and the information that Paul Mescal maybe is in Auckland.
I mean,
is he filming something
I'm
here?
I'm in the messenger.
You're the messenger.
Just
and when Latia's friend wakes up.
Yeah, she's in Australia. She's but she's very, she was very capital letters text this morning.
He's in Auckland. Yeah. Well, there you go. Keeping you abreast of all things you need to know from the screen here in Auckland City. Latia, thank you very much. Motherhood is on TVNZ. You can watch it for free. Fantastic. Yes. Get into it. Support some great local stuff that's been making. It's so nice how much cool, exciting local stuff's coming out at the moment, isn't it?
I know. It's amazing, and it's so cool to see really different stories, and I'm excited to see where maybe some of these ones also go if they go into like feature films or future TV series as well.
I reckon. Hey, thanks Latia. Have a great weekend. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Viewmaster. Only on 95BFM.